Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
We're back. Winning at life, the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, well, markets are back in action, so we're back in action. Keeping an eye on your money while you're still in your Christmas fog. We're going to give you a report on how the holiday shopping season went and some of the numbers from there. They're pretty good. If you have any financial situations, any questions, been getting a lot of tax questions lately, 504-260-0995. But this isn't just about taxes. This could be the pension lump sum buyout, or you're about to retire and what do I do with this big old 401k? Whatever problems you have, might be a good idea to run it by us because there's no one else you can call. 504-260-0995. And I mean that as someone with a show that you can answer like that. I'm going to start out with someone who made Santa's naughty list this holiday season. And Gregory, this is going to tick you off because, you know, you kind of watch your own a little harder. And we're going to have to use some air quotes a few times in this article. Here in Baton Rouge, sort of in the area, an investment advisor is now accused of defrauding his clients.
Why?
Well, he needed some new jewelry, apparently. And he had some credit card bills, and he likes hotels and nice restaurants. I think he might have been behind on his car note and his rent as well. This is where some of the money went. Here's the only slice, silver lining in this cloud. This guy's not very good at it. He's only bilked $15,000. I mean, $150,000. He didn't even get $200,000. That's not a whole lot of money. Some of these other investor frauds get millions. What did that lady get from Ricky Williams? Wasn't that like $4 million? So of the stories we tell you about these shady guys, this is one of the smaller ones. But look, $150,000 is someone's nest egg and is going to be sorely missed if they can't get that back. But he told the clients that he was going to invest their money in securities and insurance and to develop industrial cooling towers. Isn't it weird how they always seem to have some sort of gimmick or a niche?
So he had custody of assets.
I was going to do that when we get to the red flag portion, but yeah, you know how this goes.
Yeah.
All right, so Louisiana-based investment advisor charged with defrauding clients, use their money for personal expenses, but also to pay off other investors. And
pyramid.
Yeah, Ponzi-ish. Yeah. Ponzi-ish. But he is a resident of both Baton Rouge, and he has a house in Mandeville, so maybe he's listening. What'd you do this for, dude? You just got charged on Friday with, so far, just one count of wire fraud. But isn't that like one of those placeholder charges where they go ahead and charge him and arrest him now, and they'll work up some other charges and add it later?
Gets him on a good, ugly one. That's because that's federal.
Boy, that's nasty. So an investor confronted this guy in March of last year. So we're talking March of 2016. And, of course, the guy promised to return all the money. What was his first name? Ralph. I don't want to say his last name. Ralph promised to return the man's money as long as the client did not report the matter to law enforcement authorities. That's a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if that's the only way you're going to get your 100 grand back, I'd take my 100 grand or 50 grand. Actually, what I would do is I would take the money back and then report him anyway. But
did he get the money returned? The fellow that said he wouldn't.
See, Ralph had an office in Baton Rouge, associated with the Iowa brokerage firm. He was soliciting and obtaining money and defrauding investors. No. See, because it says in this one part that he was using some of the money to pay off other investors. So maybe someone got some of their money back at some point. But it doesn't say if the guy that started the ball rolling for his imprisonment did.
See, from a crook's standpoint, it works good early on when you're just taking the client's money. But then, after you whack those, you got to keep bringing on more to steal. And then, here's where you get in trouble, is a complaint. So then you've got to keep raising money, to pay those that are requesting money, because when you stop sending them their money that they're expecting, that's when the complaints come. And then the feds start knocking. So it's you just know, once you go down that road, I would think it gets horrible really fast. But, you know, how long did Bernie do it for?
Exactly.
Decades.
Yeah, almost two decades, which almost makes me, on some level, I'm impressed that he kept the ball rolling and kept all these balls juggling in the air at the same time for that long.
It was a pretty big ball. It got into the billions of dollars, so it did have to keep growing for it to work.
But also, he had complaints going on back on him till to 1998, I believe, was the first time someone tipped him off to the SEC, and he even survived an audit somehow.
Yeah.
All right, that's bizarre stuff. But red flags, we'll review those real quick. The guy has custody of the money.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's a huge one.
If he's generating statements, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say that this time, but you're right. Generating statements would be a big one. If I'm always suspicious of the gimmick. There's always, this guy's on the cooling tower. Some other people are on, I don't know, cryptocurrencies or something. I don't know what the latest one's going to be, but it's never.
Oh, I'm sure that one's not far down the road, too. I can make you a lot of money in cryptocurrencies.
Right.
I'm crypto man.
But there's a few other ones. I need the money in the next 24 hours if we're going to pull this off, or anytime they're promising a gigantic return. Because that's how Fletcher got the New Orleans firefighter pension.
Yeah, we either do the deal now or forget it.
Yeah, we forget it.
I guess we won't be doing it.
Any other red flags come to mind before we hit the phones?
Nope, but the custody's a big one. Them having control. They're taking your money, putting it somewhere, and then paying you off later.
All right. Vincent Metairie, you're going to be first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Vincent?
This question came up on your Saturday show. It kind of upset me up. Y'all didn't elaborate on it. The president or the new tax bill is going to double the standard deduction. However, it's taken away all personal exemptions, which in the long run almost even things out, or you might get a little bit more. And
well,
I don't hear a lot.
A little bit more. You're getting a little bit more, and there's always some give and take. But when you look at those, most people don't itemize either. So it is more of a simplifying of that process. So it's not a complete, depending on your situation, not a complete doubling of the exemption.
Yeah, and look, I'm not doing backflips over what happened with people's personal income taxes. Now, I know I'm going to get a pretty good shake out of this, but that's mostly because of my fertility rate. But the big impact is going to be felt through the only significant change, and that was, I think there's two of them, is the corporate rate going down significantly and the abolition of the mandate tax.
Why do they say you're going to see an increase in your February check, and the average family will make more than $2,000 more than they made last year?
Well, when it comes down to it, married joint filers, for the most part, now there's a little bit of tweaks here because, for example, one of the brackets that was over $77,400 to $156,150. That 25% tax bracket is now 22%. It's over $77,400 up to $165,000. So it was like another, $10,000 or so added to that bracket. So you've got some movement there in brackets to where when we were looking the other day, sometimes there's not that much of savings. But for the most part, you look at it about a 3-4% tweak.
I just thought that.
And a 33-32, there's a 1% tweak. The 35% bracket's pretty much flat. The new proposed rate, it's a bigger. It covers more, 400 to 600,000, than the 424 to 480,000. So this doesn't fit everybody perfectly. So there is some help out there, more so for the middle class, where the standard deduction it doubles.
Basically.
And depends on the exemptions. It could be, you could gain some more than others, maybe less. You're getting a 3% tax deduction. But the biggest impact I see is the corporate tax rate for companies that are not passed through.
What do you think, Vincent?
Well, I just think that nobody ever brought this up, not even the Democrats, that your personal exemptions are going away. And for some people, like a family of three, I figured it out for my friend, he's actually going to pay more.
So how does that affect you, James? You've got like a six-person family.
Doesn't that only get to count me, though, as the personal exemption, right? Because everyone else is a dependent. My wife doesn't work. I have five dependents in me. So my personal exemption that went away was just $4,000, I think. This is all from memory.
And I think your children, too. You don't. There's no exemptions for them.
But you've got the child credit.
Yeah. I got a double. All right. I'm lost on this one. Gregory, I'm going to have to defer to your expertise there.
I think we need to get Jude back on.
No kidding.
And talk about this.
Where is he?
I defer to him. He's CPA extraordinaire.
Did you see the long email he sent us out last week with all the changes in there? It's like, Jude, I'm not going to read this. It's Christmas. I'm on the way to Grandma's house. I'll tackle this. And then I come back in town. I hadn't tackled it yet. So the part of this is on me too, Vincent. But we'll get to the bottom of this. Now... Hey, Jude, are you listening? 504-260-0995. Yeah, and he's right. There wasn't a lot of talk about that either side.
Under current law, a married couple with adjusted gross income of $75,000 and two kids will have a total of $16,600 in personal exemptions in 2018, or $4,150 per person due to inflation adjustments.
See, I was close on my $4,000.
When including the standard deduction of $13,000 for the married filing jointly, the filer's taxable income falls by $29,600, according to studies from the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Institute. Meanwhile, under the new tax bill, the same couple would have only a standard deduction of $24,000 for joint filers who are married. This couple would benefit from the enhanced child tax credit, which will double to $2,000 under the GOP's tax overhaul. In all, the family's taxes would fall by $2,119 in 2018, according to the Tax Policy Center. It's a trade-off. You lose the personal exemption,
but you
get a bigger tax, child tax credit, and standard deduction.
It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Be right back.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the staff and the board of directors of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society, I want to wish you the most joyous and happy Christmas season. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society for the last 40 years has been dedicated to enriching our community through the beauty of the arts. We want to thank you for your support and look forward to serving you again in the new year. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society, Louisiana's cultural leader. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third, is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You know, there's an attorney a while back died, and he was in his second marriage. And the first wife was the beneficiary of the IRA, and she wasn't the sharing kind. So the second wife was out of that money. If that's what his intent was, well, it played out that way. But the children were arguing it was supposed to go to them, and it was quite a bit of money. You always need to be reviewing these accounts to make sure your beneficiary designations are up to date. If your advisor's not asking you about this every year and making sure that we've got copies of documents, that you know how this is listed, you might be working with the wrong person.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Welcome back. Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. We do this every evening. We do this every evening at 7 o'clock, weekends at 10. We run it 3 hours for the Daily Wrap on Saturdays as well. If you'd like to participate in the show, that's what live financial talk radio is. Just like our last caller brought up some good points, so we covered it, and we'll do a quick review of that here in a moment. The phone number to join us is 504-260-0995. You should download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You don't have to. It's just a great idea, as so many have done on a regular basis. Just go to your app store and do a search for Winning at Life. You can text the show, email, push a button, call the show. There's other tabs, pictures of some of the stuff we've done. There's a dashboard. Let's see. What is that we call it?
The numbers.
Yep, the numbers is on there. And what's this downloading stuff? What do we got? Podcast. Yeah, podcast. So download that. You can email me, Gregory@GregoryRicks.com. as well. The phone number again, 504-260-0995. So James, he has the extended family, bunch of kids. So would he fare better with no kids? Maybe, tax-wise. But you do still get the child credits, so it's not some big bonanza for you. Tax bracket-wise, it looks like you're going to fall about 3%. Right there. And you do have a side, you do some contracting work as well in the business. And there's up to 20% reduction on pass through. But when Jude was on, that's a CP of the Total Wealth Authority, Jude Heath, it is not that. It's just not slicing 20% off. There's a formula that has to be worked through, and it may not be 20%. That's why I say it might be up to 20% of the pass-through that survives the formula. Thought this thing was going to be simpler. We sure didn't get anywhere close to doing our taxes on a postcard, did we?
No, not even. All right, but great first question there, Vincent. I have four kids, by the way. You made it sound like I have 20.
Oh, all those weren't your kids I saw you with the other day?
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, hey, so the Christmas weekend ended a stellar year for holiday sales. And did you see what the retails were doing and what they've been reporting? Macy's is pretty happy with what happened. Saw a few other chains. Gap's been roaring from their low earlier this year, and a lot of that was driven by the holiday shopping season. The season's tally is expected to be about $671 billion. That is a 5.5% increase over last year. And it is the most since 2005, the increase. So not bad. They think part of this, not all of it, but a smidge of it, was because of Christmas's Monday designation this year. That means all the procrastinators, all the other Parkers of the world, they had the beautiful chance on the 23rd and 24th. It was also a weekend. So this was really convenient for last-minute shoppers.
So are you saying it kind of like created two extra days of shopping?
It made
outside of the work week?
It made the shopping less inconvenient than it otherwise would have been for the people who aren't really bonanza about shopping, me. So it kind of accommodated our non-shopping habits, though.
You know, when you were talking about Ponzi schemes the other day, I remember this firm that had came to running these commercials about how these real estate things, and they were paying high interest rate, and we had some callers about it, and we looked into it, and we thought it was something you should stay away from. Well, regulators sued a California man over claims that he raised more than $1.2 billion in a Ponzi scheme that targeted retail investors by touting big returns from short-term loans to commercial property owners.
Long headline.
Yeah. The SEC won an asset freeze against Robert Shapiro and his unregistered investment companies known as Woodbridge Group of Companies. The SEC sought the freeze after earlier orders forced the companies to open their books in recent months. Shapiro, who lives in Sherman Oaks, California, is accused of swindling 8,400 investors who were promised returns as high as 10% from repayments of loans his companies were making to third-party borrowers.
Is this the same Robert Shapiro that's a lawyer?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He used the money from new customers to pay earlier ones. Yikes. While using at least 21 million of investors' cash to charter planes, pay country club fees, buy luxury items, according to the SEC's complaint filed in federal court in Miami. Through aggressive tactics, Woodbridge and Shapiro swindle seniors into business model built on lies. And it's something we talked about on the show a few years ago when it would come up. Callers would say, well, what about this 10% on this 36-month note? Problem is, they weren't getting the notes repaid. Listen, if it doesn't smell right, doesn't sound right, sounds too good to be true, that's some of those other red flags in a Ponzi scheme. Like, oh, this is way too good.
Or, you know, if you're investing with OJ's lawyer, that might be a red flag.
Yeah. Okay. Just thought you might want to get up to speed on that.
All right. You want to do the numbers?
Yep.
Because some of this is going to dovetail with what we're just talking about. Welcome to the number segment.
Number.
If you want to play along, go to the Winning It Life app or winningitlife.com. Because part of this, JCPenney's had a big rally. And a lot of that was built on what? It was built on the great holiday shopping season. Look, it's kind of stinks that our title overlaps with a phrase that's very popular with a very polarizing political figure. But, you know, you had enough winning yet? JCPenney's certainly happy with it. On this report I'm looking at here, they were up 9.6% from last week. It was the biggest intraday gain they've had in more than 6 weeks. Macy's has climbed 5.5%. Kohl's rose 6.4%. So retail was kicked to the curb and left for dead earlier this year. But some of them are turning around saying, dude, well, I'm not dead yet. Like the Monty Python skit. I'm not dead yet. I feel happy. The Dow, though, not as happy. It's basically flat. 24,746 means it was down 7 points today. So that's a change of negative 0.03%. We'll call it flat. S&P was down 0.1%, 2680. And the NASDAQ was down 0.3%. Russell actually squeaked out a gain. They added a point, one and a third points today. But the Wilshire was down, but basically flat. It was down 0.05%.
10-year treasuries are flat today, just no price change, 2.477 on the yield.
Hey, but it's still on the way up. I like that.
Yep. I'm showing the 30-year mortgages at 3.96. It just depends on who you're looking at. Where Dwayne mentioned the other day, it's seen ticks over 4% on 30-year fixed also. And then looking over here at crude oil is $59.73 a barrel. Gold is $1,287.10 a troy ounce, and silver is $16.61 an ounce.
All right, so let's talk about oil. $59.70, is that where you said it was at? So
yep.
It's just a quarter and a nickel below $60 a barrel, which if you told us 5 years ago, $60 a barrel, we'd say, boy, that's cheap. That's not even realistic cheap. But now it's we've been under that for so long. That seems like a huge number, Gregory.
So it's like a buck move up today, a barrel on that. When we go back to a month and look at the chart, it's kind of the high point was 58.38 over the past 30 days, and then we're at 59 and some change. So kind of looks a little wavy, but kind of in the same area.
Well, check this out. It's been above $50 since the second week of October.
Well, then, let's look at year-to-date.
All right, I'm going to zoom out on my chart here on winningatlife.com. Zoom out, year-to-date.
June 22nd of 17, we were at 44.24.
Is that our low point?
Yeah,
close to
that's our low point for the year. So, yeah, when you look at the average, yeah, it's averaged above 50, but we did have that little buying opportunity back there.
Okay, so that now oil is at the highest it's been. I'm going to keep zooming out since June of 2015, when it was just barely above 60 and fell back down. It looks like it was above it for what, 2-3 weeks, and then fell back down. So I mean, barely above where we're at. So we are almost to a new high since the big drop happened halfway through 2014, and it bottomed out at the beginning of 2015. Sort of, we're almost back to. I don't want to say back to those levels, but we're out of the valley.
Well, I guess you can credit OPEC to it. But, you know, there's thin trading today on that as well. I just wanted to go back to Kohl's here for a moment when we're looking at how that has performed. Over the past 5 days, it's up 6.24%. Over the past 3 months, Kohl's is up 22.91%.
Whoa!
It's one of our top positions in growth and income now because of its increase.
When did you pick it up?
Oh, we got it a few weeks back.
Aren't you a smarty pants? All right, if you have a question, 504-260-0995. We'll run your question right by Mr. Smarty Pants over here. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
The correspondent lender is now over 60% of the business that's being done out there. I think what's happening with these big banks, this isn't talking about them losing profit. It's talking about them losing employees. Because you know why? Dwayne's going to get his clients the best deals out there, and they don't have to pay me to the back end.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Something you might should consider. So if you figure that your estate has potential tax liability on your death of, let's just call it $3 million of exposure, you can take out life insurance to fix that.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I want scotch, I want beer, I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime, a pounding on this heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time, these speakers on 10.
You're good and gone, keeps me up. Welcome back. Winning at Life, this is the Daily Wrap. We've got two more segments coming up here. You can participate in the show. Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. The phone number is 504-260-0995. I've got another number for you. It's called $79.40 a share. It's up 33.81% in the past 3 months. It's outdone Kohl's. Its name is Lululemon.
Lululemon?
Yes.
Oh, man, weren't they in trouble? We were talking about them over the summer, so they just bounced off their valley and
came
right back.
Yeah,
huh?
they were kind of, when we go back to 1 year and looking at where they meandered down, they even here, they were looking like in February at about 67, then they broke down, hit a low of, what's that number? 48, yeah, around 48 a share, 47.91, and now look at them. They're shining bright with their highest margins in the industry. They just kill it. They outdo Nike on that. And then, of course, you've got Under Armour, which was copying them, got nailed for mm-hmm. copying them as well. We did have Under Armour up almost 2% today. They're up to, let's look at their three-month run.
Hang on, let me click it over here. On the numbers page, you can just click through.
Three-month run, they're off 7%. They close at $14.07 a share today. So it's just kind of interesting, you know, those that are in the now or the end thing, and yoga's everything between Fizz and Lululemon, that cult thing's got it going on.
Good for them.
What's that drink you
what?
Drink over there?
Oh, LaCroix?
At your yoga house?
Yeah.
Yeah, LaCroix.
Because we do yoga all the time in my house. But there, you could have dueling narratives over here in the retail sector, because if you cherry-picked a handful of well-known, big-name stocks, you could show that Armageddon is on the way, because look at the chart for Under Armour. But you can also pick a couple other charts and make the case that there's a resurgence in retail and all the dead weight's getting shed off, and we're all going to be picking up the slack, those of us who didn't tank our companies.
Well, NVIDIA, it's kind of had a drop. We saw a high of it around...
What's NVIDIA?
They make chips, you know, make computers go fast so they can crunch numbers like blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we saw them with a high of 216. They closed up 1.1% today at 197, so they're kind of working their way up there. It's just, you know, once again, just very interesting when... of course, that's kind of what we do is look at this stuff all day long, every day. But it just, you know, the moves up and down.
Yeah, some of these are Christmas numbers, though, because the biggest mover on our short sheet here on the numbers page is Roku. They were up 6.3% today. And I've seen Roku be the featured platform on smart TVs. Remember, I got a smart TV earlier this month. It was an early Christmas present, which is awesome.
Is it that smart? Is it?
It's smarter than three of my four kids, yeah, right now. So I guess Roku has experienced a little bit of a resurgence. We've been watching those, and we added them to the shortlist after they had an IPO that was pretty shaky and scary at the beginning. But it's definitely in positive territory now.
Okay, isn't there a do you still have a dog?
No, I don't.
You know, a mutt.
We're between
like
dogs
that.
Right now.
But you don't do this test with cats. But you, I just wanted some. Everybody hadn't heard about some of these weird tests you do with the kids. That
it's not weird.
Well, to me, it's kind of weird because I've never judged the smartness of one of my kids on surpassing the intellect of a dog. So
yeah, well, it's the dog standard. It's the Parker dog standard, and
so it has a name now too.
Well, it's always had a name, okay. You know. So the Parker dog standard is you can kind of gauge which one of your kids are smarter or where they're at in their development based on whether or not they're smarter than the dog. Do they know their name? Do they respond? Do they come here when you
do
tell
they
them?
Roll over?
Yeah, do they roll over? You know, a tough one is potty training. You know, I think the dog's smarter because he at least doesn't poop himself and he can wait till he goes outside. So that's a big hinge right there. Once your kid's potty trained and speaking back to you, it's over. So if your kid hasn't passed the dog by two, by the age of two, you've got problems. So
now there's a certain timeline too.
There's a warning. There's a warning zone in the Parker dog standard.
Oh, it just keeps expanding.
So stop telling all my parenting secrets here. I've done some genius advancements in parenting, and you're spoiling my book.
And it just so happens he no longer has a dog in the house.
I know. Only had it for the first two kids. Well,
got booted.
Yeah, I mean, we had the third kid, but the dog passed away before he passed the dog. So we'll never know if our youngest two kids, how they compare to their older siblings.
Hey, one of our callers was calling about the personal exemptions and stuff, and we've talked about that. But I noticed on the board it was about, said it was calling about the Roth changes that the tax bill affected, but he didn't ask about it, so I'll tell you about it. Is if you did a Roth conversion or Roth contribution in 2017 that you are thinking about changing next year, because you could, under the old law, you could recharacterize up to October 15th with the extensions, but the tax law
recharacterize is IRS speak for a mulligan.
Yes, okay. To undo it as if it never happened. Well, the mulligan ends December 31st this year, so keep that in mind. If y'all had a Rothing Kool-Aid party or had a couple of bottles of Roth wine and did that with your money, and now you're a little hangover, regretting it.
You got the tax bill. Yeah.
Yeah, and you might want to look at that, and if you're going to take that mulligan, you have to do it this week.
Yeah, Vincent, I saw that on the board, too. I hope you're still listening. We helped you out with that. Hey, the number one New Year's resolution that I've always heard of for years and years is years has been losing weight.
Yeah, I've been working on that over a few years.
I don't need a New Year's resolution to stay thin or to not become rotund because social media exists. And if someone disagrees with you on Facebook or Twitter and you happen to have a few extra pounds, where do they hit you? Right in the gut. No, pun intended. Right where it hurts, right? Yeah, well, what do you know? Don't take out your fat anger on me or Parker. You know, so I have to watch that.
So since it's not the number one goal, I'll probably do it this year and get rid of that 10 pounds. It's not like I've ever got to lose a lot. It's just I'll get it done.
You know, Ed Sheeran, he lost 15 pounds from his New Year's resolution a couple years ago. It was no more beer. No more. Gregory, can you do that?
I can dial it back.
Yeah, that's about as far as I can go, too. You're going to like this, though. What replaced weight loss? The new, most prolific New Year's resolution in America is getting out of debt.
What's that going to do for Weight Watchers stock now?
Is that still on the short sheet? I think it might have fallen off because it was such a basket case of a stock.
Yeah, but it has had a run. You may have taken it off too soon. Let's see.
I did take it off.
Oh. Back in January, we saw a price of around $11.77.
Wait, you already got the chart up?
Yes, I'm fast.
Dang it.
And what did it close at yesterday?
I don't know. I don't have the
chart.
I'm
sorry. What did it close at today? It was down 3.42%. But it closed at $48.79.
Oh, well, there you go.
That is a run.
How much of this is credited to Oprah? Probably all of it. I will give her credit for that. Weight Watchers was, I don't want to say it was an unknown brand, but it had fallen from its peak. Yeah, look at that chart. Wow, good for you, Weight Watchers. Yeah, you can tell where I took them off. It was in that whole malaise that we called 2016. But here's there's some good news and bad news here. Since the number one New Year's resolution has now become coming out of debt, there was a survey that was done. Best and worst cities for keeping your New Year's resolutions. It used metrics on assorted data to look up various aspects of 182 cities. The city that did the absolute worst on keeping your New Year's resolutions. Get the headline thing out again. Gulfport, Mississippi. There you go. Good job, guys. You have no backbone. You're quitters. You're quitters is what you are. We don't do much better over here, so before you get excited or before you get upset, people in Gulfport that are listening.
Well, that's why they've moved on. There's got to be a better cause. It's better for America if we reduce debt, because nobody really wants to reduce the weight, do they?
No, look, the worst.
They're all bailing on it fast.
The worst was Gulfport, then Shreveport. Wow. Newark, New Jersey, Jackson, Mississippi, Detroit, Baton Rouge ranked 159th, New Orleans 156th. We all failed that one.
This is Winning at Life. With Gregory Ricks and James Parker, we'll be right back. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Merry Christmas. This is Dennis Asaf at the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Are you looking for that last-minute gift? Why not give the gift of culture? Why not give the gift of a memorable performance? The Hunchback of Notre Dame makes its Louisiana premiere in March at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Catch me if you can. Or what about the beautiful ballet, Alice in Wonderland? Give the gift of great memories. 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org. Merry Christmas.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
So many times investors are emotional and they just keep holding on with the hope that it's going to come back. And that's just like in 08, riding that market down, then you've got to take 5 years for it to get back healthy.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I had this meeting last year, couple sitting in there, and the husband, his pension is $70,000 a year, and I bring up about the loss of income when he dies, that gap, because the check ends when he dies, and you should have seen that. It broke the sound barrier, her head spinning around there, and say, and I agreed to that? And he said, yeah, honey, you signed the papers. you do have to sign the papers agreeing to giving that up. You know, and of course, we do have couples that are working towards fixing those gaps and making that up. But what you'd rather know, is there a gap early on or when it's too late? So be aware of what you're signing.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug.
Hey, this is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. Just want to give you a little reminder. I've got a day job, financial advisor, CEO of Gregory Ricks and Associates. We provide financial advice, money management, Social Security guidance, second opinions on where are you on the path. Give my office a call if you'd like some help during business hours, 504-832-9200. Now on to more from Winning at Life.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about making this my New Year's resolution, get out of debt. Now, I'm not going to get out of debt, but there's a couple of things that I could accelerate and pay off in 2018 that would lighten my monthly outflow a little bit, because I'm on a pretty thin margin.
So what, you got some credit card stuff going on?
Still some credit cards, but it's getting down. I think we're down to $5,000 on one credit card. And 2 years ago, actually a year ago, I think we were at more like $11,000, $12,000. So we paid off quite a bit in the last couple of years. But man, that's still another $200 a month bill.
I know, and you've got to have a game plan for getting rid of that. You know, we've had callers in the past where they've talked about debt. And I think this is a good goal. You know, this trying to lose weight gets old, no fun. I can't have my wine, can't have my beer, can't have my chocolate pie. You know, what fun is that? But shedding some debt weight. Allows you to have extra money going forward to do things, save for retirement, have a little fun. And one of the systems we've used in the past is Zilch Work. I've given that out as a guidance for years, to where basically the software is inexpensive, but it helps you organize your debt and pay off the ones that costs the most interest. And if you can accelerate that, then the money shifted to the other debt and gives you a debt timeline, whether it'll be, you can be debt free in 18 months, 24, 36. And that's one thing about using it as a goal, is to get a plan in place. And then I would call it a success if you stick to it. You just may not solve it in this calendar year.
Yeah, it's some of these, though, I didn't expect to take on. I did not expect to have periodontic surgery this year. So they give it to you interest-free if you pay it off in 18 months. But that's $370 a month, Gregory. That was money I used to invest or put towards savings or replenish my emergency savings or go out to eat or buy some new shoes or something with.
Well, you invested in a smile.
I have to take care of my mouth. It's how I make my living. It's really the only part of my body I have to take care of. My arms and legs could fall off, and I could still do most of my job. But the other one was the wife had braces because she had some dental issues too. But that both hit us in the same year, and so there was a $500 outflow that started in 2017 that we just didn't have before. So, you know, you couple that with the wife no longer working because we had 18 kids or whatever, it gets tough. And boy, if I had no debt, life would be a lot different at the Parker household.
Well, if it helps to set a goal, once again, Zilch Works is the name of it. Just Google it, Zilch. It's $39.95. They're not paying us anything to mention it, so we don't have no deal. It's just something to help you systematically get out of debt, and that's one of the best things you could do. And then learn to live without continuing credit card balances.
Yeah, and see, what I want to do next is something I've always wanted to do, is the idea of you pay off your car. My car doesn't have payments, but Miss Parker's car has payments on it still.
Hi, Miss Parker.
Over there. And then as soon as you don't have a car payment, still make your, give yourself a car payment, put it in a separate account, and then next time you buy
pay
a car.
Pay yourself? Is
yeah.
that what you're saying? Pay yourself first?
It's something I've always wanted to do. Once you get rid of your car payment, then you still take that $300 or $400 bucks that you were paying and put it in a separate account. So then next time you need a car, you can pay cash for it and never have the car payment.
You can become your own banker then.
I mean, I guess I could pay myself interest back. But
yeah, why not? But you might be tough on yourself. You kind of guy would charge high interest rate, huh?
My credit score is getting a little better, so I'll give myself a break.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now here's some more bad news. I told you the worst places in America for keeping your New Year's resolution is basically the broadcast area of Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, because it's basically Mobile, Gulfport, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Jackson. So here is the United States. States with the most people in debt. And I don't mean they have debt. I mean they have past due collections hanging over their head. Because nationwide, 33% of people have debt right now that has gone into collections. So they have unpaid bills. Creditors are either closed this year or are trying to collect. It's been thrown to collection agencies. The worst. This is so sad. It's Louisiana. I know. Gregory, this is worse than you think. 46% of people in Louisiana have unpaid debt that either went to a collection agency or got closed in 2017.
Wow.
That's half.
That is some big numbers.
Yeah, that means
a lot of messed up credit.
Horrible messed up credit. But how do you get ahead in the world without your credit? Boy, Dwayne Stein would lose sleep over this number.
Yeah, but, you know, when you use credit the right way, it can be helpful, but it's always a two-edged sword. You know, and you think you're okay missing a payment here or something, and then when you really need it, they're going to frown upon you because you had some late pays. But, you know, how much of that was college debt? You know, we've got the average student debt in 2015 was $30,100. There's 40 million Americans that owe $1.2 trillion in student loan debt.
That's a huge number.
That is giant.
I mean, we've said that before on the show, but it never gets old. That's huge. That's got to be a big driver here. If you want to go down the rankings here, Louisiana's the worst. Texas is number two, 44%. South Carolina, West Virginia, Nevada, Alabama. We got some listeners over there. What's up, Alabama? You're at 40% of your state, and tied with you there at sixth place is Mississippi. So, financially speaking, we're in the perfect place in America to be, because no one needs this show more than basically 200 miles in any direction from where we're broadcasting right now, Gregory.
Yeah, be careful with that debt, those credit cards. This is, also this time of year gets people into trouble with it. That's where you budget for it, you know, kind of start saving some money along with your emergency savings for it next year and kind of try to stay to a budget.
You know, when you talk about what's your financial goals, because people will call in and they'll ask, probably the most asked question is, how much money will I need to retire? And you ask, well, what's your financial goals? I don't know. How much money do you need? Where do you want to be in 10 years? Where do you want to be in 5 years? Well, one of my goals is being out of debt. And I don't mean have my credit card and car paid off. I mean the big old house paid off too. Because the retirement picture looks possible only if I can get that done. Now, granted, if my income doubles in the next 5 years or, you know, before I retire, I may be able to make up some of that ground. But the retirement window gets a lot wider and a lot easier to go through if you get that house paid off. That's a goal.
You know, and I get that. I did one of those. I didn't do a 30-year mortgage. I did a 20-year mortgage. And my goal still is to do that in half the time. Pay an extra to knock it out in 10 years.
Now, why is that a priority for you? You're not going to have money issues that require that. It's just, what's the thinking like in your head?
It reduces overhead that far out. Now, I plan to still be working and such, but, you know, it lightens the load if it works out that way. If I don't quite hit it, I'm still good. What if I miss it by a few years? I'm still good.
Are you tempted to pay for all your cars in cash, though?
No. Well, I kind of like leasing because I turn them over, not literally, but moving on to the next one.
How do you talk someone into that? Is that something I need to look into?
I think it's different for everybody. Some people just don't like making the payments. They'd rather get it paid off or write a check for it. And then there's others that tend to run a long financing, and next thing you know, they're trading it in and they're upside down, so they carry an additional loan from the previous car to the next car. I see that happen a lot, and that's where people, when you go in and do those cars, you need to look at the numbers. You don't need to sit there for 5 hours waiting for them to force you to buy before you can leave at midnight or something. And I think a car deal, especially quick decisions, those are very emotional. Ooh, the shiny wheels, the rumbling engine. Or it could be that electric car. Oh, it doesn't make any noise. I gotta have it. You probably should sleep on it and crunch the numbers. That is the biggest thing. If people will pause on that, they could save a lot of money.
All right. How do they get in touch with you at your day job if they need financial help?
My day job. Call the office. It's 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
Thank you very much for tuning in. We do this Monday through Friday at 7, Saturdays 10 to 1. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Have a good one.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find
Gregory
show contact
Ricks is
information
an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.